I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it's been a while since we've had a netcast like this. We've had a fairly recent, relatively recent netcast that was just a review of Streamium. However you want to pronounce it. Anyway, I will tell you more about that in just a moment. First of all, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We also are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Now, some splaining. I got some splaining to do. And that's a reference to I Love Lucy back in the day. You may not be old enough to remember that one. Anyway, here's the splaining. The thing is this. I have been doing this netcast for pert nigh on to 12 years longer, probably much longer. Actually, probably way much longer. But anyway, the point is, it's been a while. And I've been doing pretty much the same format for all these years. And the same title cards for all these years. And I'm stuck in my ways. What can I say? You know? But the experts for YouTubery have said that you'll do better if you have a special title card. So I'm going to try that. I tried it with my last netcast, which was a review, as I said, of Streamium. And so far, it has done pretty much twice the normal number of watches, views, of my regular netcast. Probably because a thumbnail of this face compared to some graphics. People won't see the graphics. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I get it. Point taken. Alrighty. So, from now on, you may see different title cards for this show. Keep that in mind. And I'm not taking it personally. Yes, Fred, I probably should, but I'm not. I'm just choosing not to take it personally. Anyway, we are at this particular website. This is our home base. This is what we call home on the web. DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Anyway, if you go to that particular website, you will find it is a blog. And the blog has bloggery on it. Okay? And we'll talk more about that as well. We are sponsored this week by IPVanish, a powerful VPN that will protect your devices. When I say devices, I mean all your devices. There is a version that will go on your phone. There's one for your PC, which I'm sitting in front of, for your Mac. You can run one on your Fire TV stick. Everything you need a VPN for, you can get with IPVanish. And through the link that we have here, you can get it fairly inexpensively compared to other VPN systems. And IPVanish doesn't keep any logs. They will not report you to anybody. It is truly privacy for you on the web. So go to DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv/RWACKVPN. If you do that, it will take you to the IP Vanish site, and we will be helped by you doing so. So I encourage you to check out IP Vanish. Excellent, excellent VPN. All right. Things that have been happening. This particular netcast should have occurred back around March 25th. So a lot of these stories are old. So bear with me. The Falcon and Winter Soldier doing well on Disney Plus. Matter of fact, it's doing so well that it is now off. They have completed the run. I said it was old news. But still, if you haven't watched Falcon and Winter Soldier, go check it out. Really good series. I kid you not. So check that out. New Windows icons are coming. They've redesigned Windows icons. And in the future releases of, I guess you'd call it, you know, updates, they're going to have some new icons. And I have a picture of them, some of them, on the blog, drbill.tv blog. And it's in the article, the Windows icons, new Windows icons are coming. So check that out. There's also a link to an article there that talks about that. Other news, next item. The Amazon Fire TV remote now will have service buttons. That remote is available to order if you already have a Fire TV. It will also come with current and future Fire TVs. And it has service buttons on it, which means things like Netflix and Hulu, so forth. So it will be available with, or it is compatible with, I should say, the Fire TV Stick Lite, the Fire TV 6 second generation later, Fire TV Stick 4K, the Fire TV Cube, first generation later, Fire TV itself, third generation, which is the pendant design, okay? The remote is available on Amazon for $29.99. So that would be worth checking out if you want more buttons on your Fire TV remote. All right, also, I have talked in the past about what happened with CentOS Linux. The free version of Linux that was based on Red Hat no longer being supported. And so the community at large was very upset by that. They have risen to the challenge, and now Cloud Linux, which is a company, is going to invest more than $1 million a year into the CentOS replacement called Alma Linux, almalinux.org. Is the website. We have an article by our friend, old-time friend, Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, talking about the new version, Alma Linux, and what it will do for you. Okay? So check that out. All is not lost. Those of you that really love CentOS. I used to use CentOS all the time for everything. When I had an online business with my own shopping cart that I built, it was all running on CentOS Linux. Since then, I've moved to Ubuntu server, and all of my servers now are running Ubuntu. So there you go. So this whole thing with CentOS didn't faze me too much. But all is not lost, because all my Linux is out there. All right, here are some hints and tips for Windows. These are cool things. This is based on the Windows Command Line Utility, WMI. Some of them. And if you go to your Start button, then Windows System, and then Command Prompt, you can type these strings, and they will do some really interesting things for you. Here's one, for instance. WMIC space BIOS space git space serial number, which is one word, serial number, will give you your Dell service tag. Now, that's very handy because back in the day, the only way I used to be able to get the Dell service tag was to go into the BIOS and look at the service tag right there in the BIOS. It's listed. But there wasn't any real easy, simple way to get it other than that, particularly if the system was up and running and you didn't want to take it down. So this is really handy to be able to go to your command prompt and then type in WMIC space BIOS space git space serial number, one word, and that will give you your Dell service tag number, which is very handy. All right, getting your Windows product key. This one is a long one. Go to the website, drbill.tv, and look at the article, because it's a long one. But here it is. Type in WMIC space path space software licensing service, which is one word, space get space OA3X original product key, all one word. That whole thing, OA3X original product key. And that will give you the product key. Now, there's another little bonus tip here that I have for you. And that is, while you're at the command prompt, you can type appwiz.cpl, appwiz, W-I-Z dot C-P-L. That will bring up the old uninstall menu for Windows. Let's call it the classic version of that. And which is very nice, because sometimes I just prefer that classic version for being able to find things and, you know, get in there and do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? All right. Next item, Legends of Tomorrow, which is a weird, really weird show. I mean, let's face it, it's an odd show. Well, their trailer that they just released is indicative of the weirdness that they're going to have this season. Check it out. I have a link to it. I actually have it on the blog, drbill.tv. You can go there and look at it and watch it. And, of course, you can get the link from it as well. The Season 6 extended trailer. Who'd have thunk there would even be a Season 6? Anyway. But it's there, and it's very strange. You just have to watch it, and your mouth will drop open, and you'll go, what? Anyway, next item, a link to a video on YouTube of the first controlled flight on another planet, on Mars, no less. This is a helicopter, kind of a drone-like craft, that NASA put up there, and it actually shows the flight. Now, that's really strange to think about. A craft that took another drone-type craft, dropped it off on Mars, and then they launch it and fly it around, and then drop it back down to the surface and land. That is very cool. I mean, we're living in science fiction-y times. You know what I'm saying? Whoa! Way to go, Fred! Fred's keeping us on our toes with the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Remotely. That's remote with an L-Y on the end, okay? The website is remotely.one, as in O-N-E, three letters, O-N-E. So remotely.one. Go to that website, and you can download Remotely, which is a, it's kind of like Team Viewer used to be, or, well, Team Viewer still is. I just don't use Team Viewer anymore because I just don't like the company. They just went squirrely on us. Anyway, don't like it. But Remotely is really awesome. I've used it, and it works really well. There are versions for Linux. There are versions for Windows. You can use it for remote scripting. You can use it for scheduled scripts. It has integrated chat. It has support for Windows and Linux devices, unattended and attended access to your systems, two-factor authentication, drag-and-drop file transfer, many, many, many more features. So check that out. It is really, really handy. And you can download the server version and host it yourself on your own server if you don't want to use their free server to do it. So you have kind of soup to nuts, the whole chain, shall we say, of hosting the Remotely app. And it's great for user support. If you got users out there that you're supporting Remotely, that's the name of it, Remotely. There you go. So that is splendid and worthwhile. And I leave you with that one. Hopefully this has been a beneficial show for you. Check out Remotely. I'm serious. That is a really good little open source, totally free open source tool. So check that out. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.